This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Hello, John Potter with Jay Biggs every Saturday morning, live and local at KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk.
Hey, we've got one of our 18-plus female listeners here, Jill from Golden Valley. She wants to talk on the phone to us about what she likes about Reno, and hopefully you've got some good stuff to say this morning. Jill, good morning, and welcome to Live and Local.
I always have good stuff to say. There's a lot of things about Reno that I love. That I love the airport because it's very convenient. I love that wherever I go, people hold the door open for me. But the reason I was calling is they have the best thrift shops I have ever seen in any city. I love the thrift shops. And we've got
there
a lot
is,
of them.
Actually, there's some really good
stuff.
Ones.
We have fabulous yeah. ones. And I'm a senior, so I do my rounds. I know which ones have the best books. I know which one has the best baby clothes. I know which one has high-end dresses. I know which ones give 10%. I know which ones give 15%. What days?
Oh my gosh!
It's the best area if you're a thrifter. It's the best.
Well, tell me, just Jill, what is your favorite? Just overall, if someone said you got to go to one thrift shop today, which one's your favorite?
Oh, well, it depends on what I'm shopping for. That's like people ask me, what's my favorite color? I said, well, it depends. If it's on a tree, it's green. If it's, you know, my outfit, it's pink. So they all have different qualities. And I think for furniture, the Gospel Missions are great. For books and just fun, the UPC on Audi. Goodwill has a thing for bins. So if you're a craft person, you get into the bins in the Goodwill on
yes.
Audi, and you just find all kinds of fun stuff. It's just fun. It's just fun going
Those bins are
and then,
fun. My mom
Goodwill
and dad used to
love
those.
Goodwill has a wonderful supply of winter clothes.
That is right. That is right. And the bins that you go and you can buy by bulk, right? Like it's like $5 for a bin or something, or it's by weight?
No,
okay.
No, you buy by the pound.
Oh, wow.
So my advice is to bring your own shopping cart, though, because they never have carts. So.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That is fun. Well, Jill, thank you so much for calling in. And yeah, thrifting is a really cool thing here in Northern Nevada. And, you know, I almost want to say one of the reasons we've got such a huge thrift community here, too, is because of Burning Man and stuff like that that's close to us. You know, people like to come. They like to do that retro buying and take stuff out to the playa and throw it away that next week. You know, so
go
I think
junkie.
That's maybe probably
yeah,
one of the
there's
things.
A place you can buy secondhand yep. bicycles, strictly secondhand bicycles. Yeah. So, but also, I love the airport. It's an easy, convenient,
yeah.
nice airport. That's it. I got an 11:30 appointment, but thanks for taking my call.
We've got one, too, as well. Thank you, Jill,
Thank
so
you,
much
dear.
For calling in.
Our
yes.
phone number 775-884-9910, and we brought up the topic, say something good about this town, because fed up with the negativity and the nasty reviews.
I'll say something great.
Yeah.
With good reviews. That's why I said it was one of our 18-plus listeners, females. That's the only demographic. We're not number one in. Thank you.
I bet her garage, she can't fit her car in it.
It's like I have the same situation. I love thrift shops. I don't care if people recognize who I am in a thrift shop. I never cared about that. At
right.
Savers, I think, all right, when you talk Reno, that thrift depot on East 4th across from
St. Luke's or whatever.
No, the
St. Vincent's.
Vincent's, right.
Yes.
The one across the street, thrift depot, has like two floors, and it's super cool, and they got bikes there. In Carson City, there's a great thrift shop. I'm sorry, I don't know the name of it, right there on Carson Street. Carson City has like six thrift shops out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite. It's a bundle of them out there, you know. And there's certain things I will and won't buy. Like my daughter loves going and buying jeans.
I wouldn't buy the underwear in them, but
no. Well, you know,
or the water pick or the toothbrush. No, I'm kidding.
Oh boy, the water pick from there.
I'm
can only imagine.
There's nothing cheaper and more fun than thrift shops and happy hours. That's me.
You know what?
Happy hours, my nightlife.
That might be two things that are combined. Like I was telling you, so I met a guy yesterday He owns a company called Buzzed Coffee over at the university. It's right behind the Laughing Plant.
And you thought of me, right?
Well, yeah, in a way, maybe it kind of ties into this because it's half thrift store and half coffee shop. So you go there, you can get some thrift stuff, and you can actually get coffee or tea or whatever it is, you know, and have a drink. So it's called Buzzed Coffee. It's over there on the university. It's Luke's going to be on the owner with us, I believe, next weekend. And talk about that. So that's going to be kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, it's nice. I like incorporating businesses and you know, making things happen for.
I think the city is great for coffee, period. We have some great coffee shops in town. Now, next door.
Coffee and Cats. I know you got to love that.
There's a Coffee and Cat place, right? on next door, somebody was complaining about Hub on Riverside Drive.
Hub Roasters?
Yeah, they're, I guess, open till, I don't know, 6 p.m., but they stopped making new coffee at 3 p.m. And somebody thought that was
that super acidic 5 o'clock deal?
And somebody criticized that decision, but the fact is that very few people actually order coffee after 3 p.m., and that's why they don't do it. Now, Starbucks has supposedly like three types of coffee. You got the blonde, you got the awful Pike's Place. I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of Pike's Place.
Yeah.
And the dark roast. Well, certain Starbucks will only do the Pike's Place. They won't brew the others because they say not enough people order them. Oh, we can do a pour over. No, I don't.
Just go into 7-Eleven and make your own darn coffee.
Pour over is not the same.
Yeah.
So it's one of the facts of the economy and for small businesses dealing with inflation. They got to cut the costs.
Yeah.
So I kind of cut them a break on that.
Right, right, absolutely. Well, and so we've got a couple minutes here. What's some stuff we should address, John? How about this? Oh, the podcast. If you want to listen to the podcast from hours 1 and 2, producer Craig just told us that one is up right now, 991fmtalk.com. So if you want to go over there and click the podcast tab, you can listen to hours 1 and 2 already of this show.
Wait until after the show's over, though, at noon, though.
Oh, okay. Wait until after the show's done at noon. And then also, you can go back and get those retro editions of this Live and Local with John and Jay at the same exact spot from previous weeks. So if there's something you want to hear back on, maybe we've talked about, like such as the fire chief when that story broke that he was going to be the Reno City fire chief who was in those Catherine Cortez Masto commercials. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about that a couple weeks before it was even brought up. Blake Gunther himself brought that up.
Well, we had Joe Hart from Channel 4, he was on it, I think, before us, and he just did an update on that story I saw.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, well.
I stole it from Joe.
I stole from Joe. Hey, now, at least you're giving credit where credit's due, right?
But the podcast, I tried listening to the podcast once.
You tried?
Yeah.
You weren't successful?
No, I was successful.
Oh, you just didn't want to listen.
I sounded terrible.
Well, we're our own worst critics.
My God.
It's people terrible. Employed me on the air for 20 plus years. How did this happen?
Now I understand Channel 2 doing what they did.
And see, I maybe I'm a voice narcissist. I know why I was on the air when I'm done. I'm joking.
I don't know. It's like hearing yourself singing. I just.
You know the
That's
reason for
I
that,
can't
don't
do.
You,
I
John?
Can't.
Well, I have no idea. What?
Well, what you're hearing when you're saying it is resonating through your skull. And all the bones in your skull. When you hear it coming from a speaker, it's not resonating the same because it's not coming through your voice box into your own skull. It changes your voice.
Sometimes the things he says come right through his mouth. I don't think they bypass the skull completely.
I just sounded like I was talking slow motion and I couldn't bear it. Oh my God! Now
wait till this last hour.
Wife.
I'm gonna take and make you sound like Mickey Mouse for this whole last hour.
Fine, do it. It's an improvement.
You speed it up.
It's an improvement.
It's going to sound like Mickey Rooney, maybe.
All right, we got a break, but our phone number is 775-884-9910. Give us a call. We have a guest coming up in about 15 minutes, so you can get the call in and talk to us right now.
Yeah, we're going to be talking financials with Anthony Carter, so make sure you stick around. It's Live and Local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
I just want to say, if you have a parrot and you don't teach it to say, help, they turn me into a parrot, folks, that is a wasted opportunity. Thank you.
Can you imagine John Potter is a parrot? Cats! Cats!
Johnny wants a cat.
Cats!
Johnny wants a cat.
775-884-9910. Don't diss on cats. You're just going to tick me off.
What? No, I'm not dissing on cats. I'm just saying I like.
No,
I actually like cats.
Make fun of it.
John. Jeez.
I like how cats always fit in or figure into my newscast at 9.
Well, see, I'm just going to give you. I'm going to give you. You know, a little bit of crap just because it's like you do me. When every time we have a cannabis story, you would think I've got a pound of cannabis hanging outside of my mouth every minute.
I know what management here thinks of cats, and for that reason I will never bring them here.
Yes, probably leave them at home. Although I did bring my little dog the other day. Phil,
apparently they're okay with that.
Well, it's a hairless dog.
My first review of this show from management, not so much cat talk.
It's okay. And we can reminisce, I guess, about how good Reno was at one point. But the truth of the matter is that at least 50% of the people that live here in this town now didn't grow up here. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all new or from some annex of California or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good purpose of the show, is to clue them in on things. I'm learning things. My gosh, how much we learned about Costco this morning.
I was going to say, what a hot topic.
Yeah,
I did
all the
not
inside
know.
Stuff about Costco. And Craig deciphering their codes, I thought was great.
That is pretty cool. Now, I don't think I'll ever walk through a Costco the same. I'll be looking at those little asterisks and stuff up there. But 775-884-9910 is our phone number. I want to encourage you still to give us a call. Doesn't matter what it's about. As long as you got something to say, please give us a call and we'll put you on the air here.
And in about 10 minutes, we're going to be talking money with an investor who can give us the ins and outs and stuff we didn't know about what to do with your money,
right?
Which is important now. I hate the constant nagging of financial uncertainty, how it eats at you and haunts your dreams, while the hole in your budget grows bigger with each visit to the grocery store and paying the bills. I'm turning down the heater. You worry that natural gas will go even higher than it already is. This inflation is the cancer of the economy and the soul. The loss of wealth and the gain of fear. We have less real money in our pockets and more real problems in our lives. It's harder to feed kids and fill tanks and pay bills, and there's no relief in sight. I wish it was different, but this is the way it is. It is the price of government incompetence. It's the realization that when party politics rule, the people mourn, and the politicians rage and rant about things they hope will divert you. Moms and dads will sacrifice and scrimp. Second and third jobs will be taken. Dreams are going to be revised or forgotten. Families will have to press forward. And it will be George and Betty America and their God who will see our country through. And Americans will prove once again that when the government fails, they succeed. When the powerful get it wrong, the real get it right. Adversity builds strength and resourcefulness. And mom and dad are going to be the ones to figure it out. Ends will meet, the books will balance, and we'll be better for the effort. But right now, it just sucks. Thank you, John Potter.
Okay, I was going to say, was that a transcript from the latest Joe Biden speech?
I was possessed last night and just came out.
Well, I guess so. You were possessed with the American spirit.
And no, I'm not running for anything.
You might be after this. Oh, man, that's good. Well, John, you know, we all have, I guess you could say,
everybody has money issues. Everybody I talk to.
Well,
right
now, but even the most well-off people I know will tell you they're broke.
How thin can they stretch us? It's amazing. The people are able to come up with this money for gas and things like that.
Well, it's like gas. You know, when it went up to $5-6 a gallon, I was kind of surprised, honestly, today when I paid $3.99. I said to myself, man, you know, I didn't think gas would ever be back down in the 3 range. I figured we were just getting normalized into the $5 up range from now on.
Do you realize we have, I think, maybe the first or second, third most expensive gas in the country?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
How is this?
I don't know. Go down to Yerington. Gas is at a normal price. Carson City, if you drive down to Carson City, fill up if you're from Reno. If you're going to Fernley, fill up at USA Parkway.
We're like more than $1.50 difference from the average price nationwide. That just doesn't make sense. Now, I know the Washoe County gas tax, I don't know, the taxes are 40 to 75 cents you're adding to the gallon.
Is there a pipeline that goes to the Middle East from Reno that we don't know about or something?
But what explains the rest of the inequality of prices here?
I don't know. All of a sudden, the gas station owner that I know, that I go shop at, he's driving a really brand new Mercedes now.
Yeah. Well, and now, you know, in Congress, they want to attack the oil company profits and everything. But, you know, the profit margin is bigger on companies like Apple than it is on oil companies.
I can imagine.
Which have to reinvest and do the exploration and the technology to keep the flow going. But people don't, you know, people don't complain about the cost of these iPhones being over $1,000.
Just going to say,
the Apple profit margin is so much bigger.
What is the actual cost for Apple to make an Apple or an Apple iPhone? What do you think it is?
I'm sure the difference.
I bet you it's like $50.
Yeah, I'm sure the difference.
I'm serious.
Yeah, that's greed right there. And Apple already has billions of dollars in their stored away. So, you know, it's funny. You don't hear about the complaints about profits there, but things that we need, like oil companies and what they do.
It's like, for instance, one of the companies right now that I kind of hold near and dear to me, WWE, they're under a sale. What? I'm just saying they're under a sale, and people are all up in arms in the wrestling community that the Saudi Arabians might buy the WWE. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, do we not know that Saudi Arabians own like Uber and Bank of America? And
really?
Yeah, dude. You just want to boycott everything the Saudi Arabians own in this country, and you're just going to stay home and do nothing.
That's risky talk. Don't you have a Saudi Arabian girlfriend?
No. Why? No, she's Persian. I'm Iran.
Persian, okay.
No,
why
that's
do you always
so
date,
different.
Why do you always date foreigners?
I don't, what? I've only been with two my entire
it's
life.
It's always.
Just since you've known me.
It's always somebody from this country or that. What's wrong with American girls?
There's a lot of entitlement in this country. I'll just say that.
See what I got to work with here?
No. You know what, man? Hey, say what you want.
You were telling me off the air, sorry to expose this, but your one challenge with girls from other countries is that they don't seem to have the sense of humor that we have in this country. And you always end up saying the wrong thing to them. And
yeah.
then things break up.
Well, no, it shouldn't be like that. And it's just, I hate that there's that barrier, but it's like, you know, life doesn't always have to be a Russian chess game.
They take everything literally, and
yes.
You meant to be joking and
yes.
Things like that.
Well, I'm kind of a shock jock. Can you not tell that? Can people not hear that I say things off the hinge just to get a reaction quite a bit? And that's just how I am in real life. If you're my Uber rider or you're anybody else that I know in life, I am the person on the air. I'm not going to get off the air and go somewhere and hang out with anybody and be somebody different than who I am on the air with you right now. I'm just an open person.
I'm just being your Dr. Phil.
I love this. And this is all
light
good.
On him.
This is all good.
Sit in that chair.
Man, listen. No matter what my sarcasm or funny moments or things I try to bring to light on are or whatever, my heart is in the right place.
Oh,
and
no, I know that.
Yeah, my heart's in the right
I'm
place.
I'm just curious.
I'm a good man. And whether
I'm just curious.
Yeah, if somebody doesn't get you, I get it. But it's like, you know, give the person the opportunity to explain, you know, what they've said and how they didn't mean to do it wrong. And on top of that, just have heart. Be, you know, just this whole literal thing can be that can. Oh, man, it's like texting. You can't get a good conversation over texting because you can't tell tones. You can't tell facial expressions.
Right.
But then you have a texting argument with somebody. And
oh, that never works.
Oh, it's horrible. It's
it
the
is
worst.
Horrible. You can't see their
it's
face.
The worst.
You don't
it literally get me sick.
And words, when you look at them written out, look harsh. You're absolutely right. This guest you brought in for 11:30 is about to leave now.
No. He's tired of listening to me and my and my issues in that range.
Don't go. You're our only guest. All right, we got a break for Fox News, but our phone number is 775-884-9910. Now, I brought up that little spiel on money and budgets and everything, because I'm getting into the topic that our guest is going to talk about. He is an investor. He's done very well with not a lot of money. So it we'll take questions for him. Anthony is your name? Okay, Anthony. Great.
He wants to know what kind of Bugatti you own. I'm joking.
775-884-9910. John Potter and Jay Biggs.
It's Live and Local, 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
Our phone number here is 775-884-9910. I want you to put that number in your phone, and if you have any questions or comments for our guests or just something interesting to say, go ahead and give us a shout. It is Live and Local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
John Potter and Jay Biggs, I think a really important topic for anybody, real life, is money. Money. Oh, boy, it is tough lately. And we have an investor who's done very well in the studio with us today. So we'll take calls at 775-884-9910. He worked in law enforcement. Now he's in finances. It's Anthony
Carter.
Carter.
AC.
Let me start by asking, why leave law enforcement, which is a great career, and why did you make the change?
It was definitely an interesting transition. For me, I'm also a father of three. And being in law enforcement, it was a lot of long hours, a lot of mandatory work days, and it just wasn't really lining up with being a dad.
Okay.
So I had to find something different.
All right. And you really keyed into investing. First question, what's your take on cryptocurrency?
Cryptocurrency is interesting. It's definitely an interesting phenomenon. Right now, a lot of things are down in the market, but in my opinion, they'll definitely go back up.
Crypto? Really?
Yeah, I believe they'll.
What about these people with Bitcoin and what's that guy, that SBJ or whoever, that just got in trouble and lost $300 million in one day or whatever? Sam Bankman-Fried, that's SBF. Mm-hmm. There it is.
You call him the guy with funny hair. See, that's how Jay knows.
But he didn't want to get him confused with you, John.
Right.
This is radio. Who cares about my hair?
Since his TV days, John has given up on the hairdos. I can tell you that much right now.
Yeah, it's a mess. Got it.
Milk was a bad idea. Anyway.
Looking at me.
All right. So, Anthony, so talk to us about this. Because like things like crypto, for instance, right, that scares the living heck out of me. Because it's not physical. I'm the kind of person, I don't even like to go shop on Amazon, even if I know I can get 20 of the same item for a dollar. I would rather go and spend $20 on the one item physically in person because I know it's there.
Exactly.
So how do you combat that for someone like myself? Now, just a quick back story, I guess you could say, on you coming on the show. Mm-hmm. You're a good friend of mine. We've known each other for about a year now. We've been hanging out quite a bit. And every time you come over to my house and you talk to me, you know, you're always throwing out these great ideas as far as investments. And this is why I said to myself, okay, yeah, you're not affiliated with a company necessarily. I just want you to come on and give our listeners advice like you're giving me when I'm hanging out at home, just chilling with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, I love the intro. That was a great intro. The financial standpoint with Americans is getting bad, man. It really is. I looked up a stat not too long ago, and it said 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And that was as of November 2022. But there's so many different ways to make money. I mean, literally, like, there's ways to make money all around you. Just look where you spend your money.
You know, put stickers on your car. You can tattoo something to yourself and walk around with it. You can do cryptocurrencies. You can do Uber. I mean, there's a million things.
And as far as...
Yeah, I'm sorry, get to the chase here. What specific investment has done the best for you?
I would say the best for me has been in crypto and Forex.
I don't even know what Forex is.
Yeah, talk to us about Forex.
So
what is that?
Forex is a foreign exchange. It's like trading currencies.
And where do you do that?
There's tons of different platforms.
Do it online?
Yeah, you can do it on apps on your phone. Most of my investments, I got it right in the palm of my hand. I do a lot of different things on my phone. And I like to diversify, so I got a good category.
So everybody I know has lost money in stocks in the stock market since what, last August or
actually
I think it started going down last June.
Yep.
Yeah, downward. Have you actually profited in that time?
Yes. It took me a little while to figure out exactly where I wanted to invest my money and how I wanted to invest it, but there's always opportunities to make money, especially in a crash. Just as much as there's people losing money, there's other people on the other side of those trades who are
oh, yeah.
coming
it's
off
that
with
options
a lot of
thing.
Money.
You can bet on whether the price is going to drop or the
Absolutely.
Price is going to go up, and that's a bet called options.
Absolutely.
Don't quite know how it works, but yeah, you're right. If somebody lose money, then somebody else gets it.
And as far as the stock market, it's kind of a timing game, too. We can see throughout history, stock market obviously goes up and down. Whenever we go through a recession, it crashes. But as soon as we come out of the recession, it jumps right back up. So it's about being in the right place at the right time.
That sounds like the housing market.
If you get a couple of dollars when, you know, things are dirt cheap and you can buy some cheap investments, then, I mean, again, it's just prepping for the future.
Wow. So how should Jay spend his money instead of buying all those WWE subscriptions?
Action figures?
No. Honestly, I think the biggest thing with a lot of people who want to get into investing and different things like that is they don't have
like,
a solid...
Get out of radio. That's what
I'm saying. Hey.
No, they just don't have a solid foundation. You might throw a couple of dollars in an investment and lose it, and that's very possible. And then, you know, you're SOL or you have an emergency where your tire goes flat and you got to pull that money out of your investment.
Well, you know,
it's like you said, though, everyone's a winner or a loser in every investment trade.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a winner and there's a loser no matter what.
Absolutely.
Well, why schools don't teach this in high school? Some basic economics. Boy, a lot of people, including politicians, don't have a clue. They haven't run a business.
Absolutely.
And here they are, their solution. Terrible one was just start up the printing press and print trillions of dollars. What do you think's going to happen? Inflation happens. Yep. The more you print up money and give away PPL loans or pay off college debt for people and everything like that, and the giveaways causes inflation. They don't even understand that. You could see it coming a mile away.
Exactly.
And
it's
schools don't teach these basics. They don't even do the homemakers classes. I had to sit through those where we learned to cook.
Oh, those were
fix things.
Me and my buddies used to literally sign up for Home Ex just because that's where
Home
all the girls were.
That's what it was.
Yep. I remember Home
Ex. Yeah. I slid right through that class.
If I were to tell you to do something with your money, I would say if you don't have an emergency savings right now, get one as fast as possible, at least $1,000. They usually say 3 to 6 months of your ink or your expenses, but bare minimum $1,000.
But Anthony, the interest rates are pretty so low that savings and earning 4%, you can do a lot better, right?
With the savings, the purpose of the savings isn't to generate any income. It's literally a cushion for you. Because if you were to come to me and you say, hey, man, I want to get into one of your investments, the biggest thing for me is for that investment to stay there. I see so many people, they invest money into something, and it's money that they don't have. And then as soon as an emergency happens, because, again, you're living paycheck to paycheck, that's the first place that you're going to pull that money from. And it just kind of defeats the purpose. It puts out a bad rep for investors because they're like, oh, well, I lost my money last time. But if you have a solid foundation, you're able to more comfortably play that game.
All right.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, really, is making sure that you have that little bit of cushion so that you can make those investments. And it is hard because, like you said, if someone's living paycheck to paycheck, how do you even get the amount of money that you need to invest into money and feel safe and right about it?
Exactly.
I made an investment in 2016 that still to this day pays off money for me, but it's the only one investment I ever made because nothing else seemed to really ever pan out or feel like it was as secure and safe as this.
Well, one sure shot investment that I know you'll get guaranteed returns on is paying off your debt. That's
right.
A great way to invest your money. If
luckily,
you
I'm debt-free. I'm as debt-free as Evan's broadcast. I love that. I do love that.
but everything else is absolutely a gamble. But you got to be in a position where you're able to take that risk. You never want to put yourself in a position where you could, you know,
well, it's like
take
yourself
saying, out of the game.
Scared money doesn't make money, right?
Exactly.
So you got it.
Exactly.
All right, so low level. Let's just say that there's someone out there who is, you know, just thinking of dipping into investments for the first time. What do you feel is something that maybe they, what's the first step to doing this? Because even myself, I know that I'm not just going to go and download an app and start investing. I should probably go to like maybe someone who has financial advice, or maybe there's a company or something. Or what do you think is the best step for these people? Because I know you're not affiliated with a company, so you can't say anything like go to Merrill Lynch or go to Fidelity.
Yeah, no,
or,
no, you know. I'm not here to sell anything.
No.
Honestly, I would say the first step is to find something you're interested in. Because you're going to have to learn something new. That's kind of a requirement with it. With investing or getting into anything in general, you have to learn something new. You get a new job, you got to learn how to do that job.
I guess you're right. You got to treat it like one.
Yeah, and you're not going to be interested in learning something that you don't really care about. So if cryptocurrency isn't your thing, there's literally a million other things that you can invest your money in other than just, again, putting it in a bank account.
Now you were on top of the whole law enforcement thing. You were also military.
Yes.
Thank you for your service, by the way, man.
Thank you. I appreciate the support, man.
And well, you know, it's all love here. And of course, that right there in itself. I mean, would you say that because you, do you have like a military pension or anything like a?
I do.
Yeah, okay. So do you think that like getting a job like that early on in your life so that you can secure guaranteed money for like a pension or having any of that kind of money, you think that's maybe a good key for folks to look into before the investment part? Or do you think they should start investing? Because if once you have something like that that pays all of your bills, then you actually have that float to actually make investments instead of just going, hey, maybe here's something that will or won't work. Do you think that's because it's almost like sports when someone says, I want to be a football player. Well, that's great, but you still need to get your education first so that you can fall back on that in case like you blow out your knee in your first game in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Right. So well, I'm just saying, like, so wouldn't you suggest that, you know, getting jobs or something to where you have like a nice stable retirement or, you know, is like a key to having that long term success? It's not just an overnight thing, right?
No, absolutely. Jobs are important. And for me, the military was definitely one of the greatest decisions I've ever made. I would always recommend the military. But having a stable job is super important. I learned that from my father. My father is a huge financial guru. He's actually he runs a financial institution.
Oh, wow.
Prior to him passing, but
yeah. Gotta have the job.
Huh? Yeah,
easier you have said
to
than have done.
Job. You know, you have to have a steady flow of income because the whole point of the game is to have your bills taken care of and to be able to take a portion of what you're making, whether it's from a job, whether it's from a retirement, is to be able to take a portion of that outside of your day-to-day expenses and to be able to invest it in something that will work for you. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, it's just like the other day when we were having a kickback in my house, my son was there and I was telling him about, I was like, hey man, listen to Anthony, you know, when it comes to financials, he's got some good stuff to say. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to encourage you to tell him about the $200 a month Honda. So, but you know, like, especially cause there's a lot of young listeners, out there and, you know, they need to know like when it comes to like, the things that you want, materials, like a nice car and all that stuff, those things you build towards, you don't just start with these things.
Exactly.
You know, and like, for instance, my son, you know, he loves BMWs, and he just wants to have a nice brand new BMW and all this kind of stuff, no matter what the cost. And I told him, I said, man, listen, it's like LL Cool J said back in the day, you know, there's all these rappers that get signed, and they have like and you see them, you'll sit at the stoplight, and they're across the stoplight, and they're in a brand new Escalade that's $50,000, they got rims, and they're wearing jewelry. And they're broke after that. And he's cool just sitting across the light in his little $200 a month Honda. Mm-hmm. You know, because in all actuality, you don't really, you know, you don't need to go flamboyant until you get there.
Yeah.
You know, because honestly, the people that I've known that have a lot of money, you wouldn't know they have a lot of money until you actually talk to them. They're not flamboyant people.
And that's how they retain a lot of their money, actually.
I think it's right. I think it's just a difference in focus. When young guys see stuff like the fancy cars and stuff, that's something that gets them excited. That's something that would actually encourage them to work. You know, getting a car like that would encourage you to go out and get a job to take care of it. But just as excited as, you know, a kid might be about a car, I get excited when I wake up and I got an extra couple hundred bucks in my account. To me, that's exciting. So that's where I would put more money. I'm like, hey, I want to go and do a garage sale so I could put some more money into these accounts.
Right, right. And well, when we talked, you were like, look here, and you showed me your app. And you said, just in the time I've been telling you about this, I've already made like 9 stock trades.
Yep.
And I'm going, whoa. So there's something to it. In fact, there's enough to it. We're going to keep you on for one more segment as well.
Oh, well, actually, we don't have time.
Is it? What time is it? Oh, yeah, it's 49.
But let me ask you, you mentioned stock buying, 9 stocks.
Yep.
Can you name a couple of favorite? Come on, throw us a bone.
So right now I'm still kind of making a couple bucks off Bitcoin. Bitcoin is still bringing me in a couple of dollars just off my strategy on how I trade.
All right.
Because the stock market, it does still fluctuate a little bit every day.
You know, I try to save, but I get cleaned out by taxes every single time. Yeah. There's all these things. It's my theory the government purposely makes taxes, tax returns, SEP IRAs, and all this kind of stuff. They purposely make all this stuff complicated so that people don't benefit from them, and they get to, the government pockets the money because you didn't know better. Even the W-2 forms don't make any sense anymore.
Exactly.
It's ridiculously complicated.
Yeah,
and you leave all this money on the table because you don't know about, even tax experts get confused. It's aggravating.
And
I just lose my money every tax time, every tax return.
I think that's why sometimes, especially in times like this, you have to get creative. You know, anytime there's a recession, it's difficult to do things. Just get creative. If you're trying to get that $1,000 emergency savings, do a garage sale. Okay. Sell some old stuff that you got, or you know, walk a dog, cut some grass. Like,
there's so many apps. You know what's funny? The lady lives right next to me. She actually just did that. There's an app you can sign up to walk people's dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's
like
all
$40
there's
an
app for everything.
Yeah,
so it's not like old school
right.
where you gotta go door to door and knock on doors. No, it's simple ways to do it right from your phone, just to make a couple of bucks and have a plan for that money once you make it.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you, Anthony, for coming in this morning, man, and talking with us.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys having me on today. This is awesome.
Yeah, and once you're a millionaire, which is the plan, I'm gonna have you back on to talk all about that, and you're gonna take me to lunch too. Anyway. All right. Well, John, we are going to be right back here to close out the show. So stick around. Our number 775-884-9910. It's Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk Station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
Welcome back. It's Live and Local right here with John and Jay, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Don't forget the podcast is going to be up about 10 minutes after the end of the show here. Hours 1-2 are already up, and hour 3 will be up, and you can check that out at 991fmtalk.com.
Folks, enjoy the day, because if you still have snow on your driveway and on the ground around your house, it's here to stay for a while. We have a cold blast of air coming down from the north, which will filter in starting today. Reno's high expected to be about 44 today, as Craig just mentioned, and then 31 for a high on Sunday and 26 for a high on Monday. Monday night, we get down to 5 degrees. And overall, we're going to be below freezing from 9 p.m. tonight all the way into Tuesday afternoon when the high reaches 36. Gosh. Now, this is already the coldest winter we have had in 14 years. And as for snow, we'll get up to an inch in town tomorrow, but it's the light, dry, fluffy kind with up to 8 inches in the mountains.
Yeah, well, that's going to be good for the ski resorts as well. We're going to be doing ski reports on that and making sure everybody knows, where to go to get those nice slopes. And one thing's for sure as well, we're going to keep you updated on those roadways as things accumulate out there, because believe me, things can turn treacherous in just an hour's worth of time. We noticed that on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Or well, actually, I'm sorry, New Year's Day.
It's been quite a winter, and oh my gosh, it's doing a real bad job on our heating bills to keep those heaters running. That's the worst part of the coldest winter in 14 years right there.
Boy, yeah, it is. And just get under covers maybe to save a little bit of money, but I don't, maybe some people aren't there yet.
And a story that I think is a very big deal is apparently Kama Coffee in Carson City is still closed. The funky place on Carson Street across the state legislature building had its license suspended for health violations 10 days ago. I tried calling him this morning, no answer. They've been closed for 10 days now. And if they say critical health violations and historical noncompliance, if it's about that cat, I have an issue with that.
Well, they get, wait, you want them to get rid of the cat?
No.
Oh,
no,
oh, okay.
The cat made was made the place in
I was
a way.
Joking, John.
The cat's been there for decades. If you can't deal with the cat at Cava Coffee, go somewhere else and don't call the health department.
I never thought a coffee shop would be closed over a cat. Maybe a Chinese restaurant, but not a coffee shop.
It's actually more healthy. The cat catches the mice. Okay, you get it? It's in an old building. So whoever called the health department on Cama Coffee, you're on my list.
Nothing nice about the mice. But yes, Cama Coffee, I actually love that place. Cat or not, does not matter.
Even though you said you wouldn't drink coffee with a cat hair in it, what's the big deal?
I said from there.
What's the big deal? I think you'll survive. Toughen up.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's just a hair off for me, that's all.
Bad joke. We'll see you next Saturday morning on this radio station, John Potter and Jay Biggs.
That's right. We are should have Buzz Coffee on. It's a thrift store / coffee and a few other guests. So make sure you tune in next week, live and local, 9 to noon with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.